Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us is Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, normally on Monday, but we had a holiday Monday. He joins us today. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the story in the paper is quite telling. Joe Biden, the vice president, joining Andrew Cuomo to push for $15 per hour minimum wage for all New York State workers. They're going to be at the Javits Center this afternoon with the lieutenant governor. You've got the story today, and it comes after this being the second meeting with the vice president and some talk about Governor Cuomo and where his support may lie in a presidential race.
Yeah, there's so much politics in this. It's unbelievable. I'll start with the fact that the governor initially in March, when the Assembly Democrats proposed a $15 minimum wage, had scoffed and said, well, shoot for the stars, I guess. He said the Senate would never go for it. It was an unrealistic proposal. Now he's proposing it after spending the summer trying to win back the affection, I guess you could say, of the left wing of the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, nationally, the governor was one of the first to jump on board with Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. But this is going to be the third event in recent weeks that he's had with Joe Biden. He spoke very highly of Joe Biden. Biden has returned the favor, and it raises eyebrows when he's now had all these appearances with Biden and none so far with Hillary Clinton.
And of course, the issue itself, the minimum wage in New York, as we know, is for fast food workers to $15 an hour. But the reason Biden is here is the idea that they would push for $15 an hour for all low-wage workers.
Well, and we'll see. Biden has certainly been for a higher minimum wage. For a national minimum wage, I think he has backed a $12 or $13 national minimum wage, but he has supported $15 in Los Angeles, and this is an issue for him. You know, you have other Democratic candidates running for president, like O'Malley from Maryland, who has backed $15. Bernie Sanders backs $15 an hour nationally. And Hillary Clinton wants to see it higher as well, but doesn't think $15 would work nationally.
All eyes toward the Javits Center this afternoon as Joe Biden joins Andrew Cuomo to talk minimum wage. And you can hear a great political discussion with Ken Lovett and our Alan Schar talk this afternoon at 3 p.m. for the Capital Connection. You can also go to our website at WAMC.org. We've been talking with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.